had been through a forest fire or a blight. I'm getting better. Don't know what to call this phase yet. All these drawings make the closet seem smaller. Maybe I should bribe a janitor to haul all this stuff to my house. Make my bedroom more like this. More like home. Maya taps me on the shoulder. I'm not listening. I know, I don't want to hear it. I need to do something about Rachel, something for her. Maya tells me without saying anything. I stall. Rachel will hate me. She already hates me. She won't listen. I have to try. I groan and rip out a piece of notebook paper. I write her a note, a left-handed note, so she won't know it's from me. Andy Evans will use you. He is not what he pretends to be. I heard he attacked a 9th grader. Be very, very careful. A friend. P.S. Tell Greta Ingrid, too. I didn't want the Swedish supermodel on my conscience either. Growing pains. Mr. Freeman is a jerk. Instead of leaving me alone to find my muse, a real quote, I swear. He lands on the stool next to me and starts criticizing. What is wrong with my tree? He overflows with words describing how bad it sucks. It's stiff, unnatural, it doesn't flow. It is an insult to trees everywhere. I agree. My tree is hopeless. It isn't art. It's an excuse not to take sewing class. I don't belong in Mr. Freeman's room.